and welcome to Union Lutheran's July 20th, 2025 sermon given by Pastor Dell.
Today's theme is that perhaps the church, at its best, is all ears. God urges the faithful again and again to listen up, to heed the word that gives life. So it was with Abraham and Sarah, Mary and Martha, and the early church at Colossae. So it is today as we join the assembly to hear the word of God, the word of life. The sermon is based on the following readings, and
today's first reading is from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 10a. And the reading tells us, the Lord visits Abraham and Sarah to tell them that the long-awaited promise of the birth of a child will be fulfilled for them in their old age. The second reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 28. And the reading tells us, this letter offers a mystical teaching, that the great mystery of God is Christ in you. Because Christ is present in the church, Christians share his life, suffering, and glory. Today's gospel reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and the reading tells us, during his visit to the home of Mary and Martha, Jesus reminds Martha that her concern for her many tasks distracts from the one thing that precedes all else, abiding in the presence of God. Thank you so much for listening, and may this sermon be a blessing to you.
Good morning again. God is good all the time. Last Sunday, we heard Jesus' conversation was asked by the lawyer, who was eager and curious to know the requirement for him to inherit the kingdom of God, and who really was his neighbor. As a result of his questions, it led Jesus to tell the story of a compassionate and merciful Samaritan who helped the stranger who had been beaten by robbers on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem. Pastor Carr did a really good job, helped us to understand the deep meaning of being compassionate and merciful person. With that in mind, in today's gospel story, Jesus visited two sisters in the village known as Bethany, where Mary, Martha, and their brothers, Lazarus, live. This story is one of the most difficult and challenging gospel story in the Bible. When you listen carefully and analyze it, both girls did exactly what we are supposed to do, in my opinion. But Jesus has a different ways of seeing things because he is both human and divine. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen better part. We will be taken away, will not be taken away from her. If you interpret this literally, it sounds like Jesus was blaming Martha and favoring Mary, but was not blaming Martha. Jesus preached hospitality 2 weeks ago when he sent out 72 disciples. Jesus tried to help Martha not to be distracted by her hard work in the kitchen because Mary sat at his feet to listen to the word of God. Hospitality and generosity are core Christian values, and nobody will deny that. We all love to welcome our visitors and serve them when they visit us. Nobody should be blamed for that because it is the right thing to do. We show them love, care, hospitality, and the best part, and the best parts of who we are. In this story, Jesus was not against Martha preparing a meal for him, and he loved her so much, just the same way he loved Mary. But one thing Martha needed, and Jesus would like to let her know that Mary should not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I quote this verse in the positive way because Martha was not tempted by Jesus. However, he asked why he didn't tell her own sister to help her in the kitchen. Some people with little knowledge about the Bible may be discouraged by this gospel story, but the people who have deep root in the religion should understand what the story means. The Bible is too deep and hard to understand, to interpret without prayer and power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we all love to sit at Jesus' feet to listen attentively to his words of life and salvation. That's the reason why we come here every Sunday morning. We do not want to be distracted by many things in the church. For example, some of you may have served in different capacity. The same person may be on many committees, meaning you have to attend most of the meetings and lead many church projects. For our mission to thrive. As a result of many tasks, distraction may cause someone to stop coming to church or resign the position. If that happens, you forgot that Jesus was not coming to make a checklist, to make our laundry list, the checklist of tasks, of our tasks and duties in the church. It is not what is like when you take an exam. It's not like when you take an exam in the classroom and the teacher grades the student based on their performance, okay? Jesus doesn't work like that. It doesn't. He came to redeem and free us from the slavery of sin. He came to teach us how to live in love and peace and harmony. He came to remove all our boundaries created by hatred and division among ourselves. Our good deeds are not the way to change God's favor or mind to love and save us, but our deeds are the way to show thanksgiving and gratitude towards one another. Listening to God is not easy. If you do not pray sincerely, because God is God. God is God. Mary chose to listen to Jesus, and Martha showed us vitality and gratitude toward Jesus. That fair enough? Some of you can be Mary, and some of you can be Martha. Both of them were children of God, and Jesus blessed them like Abraham and Sarah. Abraham with his wife Sarah welcomed God's angels and showed them hospitality and gratitude. God blessed Abraham and Sarah to have their first child in their old age. Let us give ourselves time to listen to God, understand His word, and ask Him in our prayer to increase our wisdom and faith to remain faithful without distraction from the world in general. Let us make God's name well known in the community of faith and in the entire world. Abraham and Sarah, Mary and Martha were human beings just like us. They were children of God, and we are children of God too. Let us choose the good path, a better heart, and a good lifestyle of love, care, compassion, and hospitality.